this, a call rang out across the land. Lair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They teamed with lifelong radio pro Nostra Dennis. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Lair Adams, Nostra Dennis, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
The little engine that could just made it over the hump. And it's downhill to the weekend from here. So celebrate with the best in political professional wrestling. The American Adversaries Drive Time. Heard exclusively on AM 660 The Answer and powered by the Mercury Free Studio. Lair Adams with you. And is it me? Or does it make you a little queasy when our president, our leader, says he doesn't know important things till he reads them in the paper? The IRS problem, the VA problem, the credibility problem. I really messed that up. Credibility problem, yes. And now he is dumbfounded to learn he illegally approved a prisoner swap, even though he was breaking laws. But hey, he considers himself a hero for acting forcefully and decisively and saving this young hero's life. Our host believes in swaps. He'd love to swap this president for almost anyone else. Christopher Hart.
Joe Biden is even beginning to look better and better, for heaven's sake. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time version on AM 660, The Answer. And that was Lair Adams. I am Christopher Hart. And indeed, we are coming to you from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios, booming bigger and louder than ever before. Don't forget, please give my friend Dr. James E. Hardy a call at 407-678-3399 if you need a dentist or need a new dentist or just want to try something different in dentistry, because this man puts it all together for you. And they do take insurance over there. All right. Welcome to the show. We've got a guest lined up for you today. We're going to talk about the Veterans Administration. The media seems to be dropping that like a hot potato, but we're going to delve into it with Anthony Principi, who is himself a former secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. And he's got some, I thought, pretty good ideas on how to address the problem. So he'll be joining us here shortly. Nostra Dennis will be joining us later on. And, of course, you can join us at any time simply by picking up that phone and calling 407-774-8255. I'm Christopher Hart. That was Lair Adams. Tonight we have Jeff Sinis, our Sunday night man. Usually he's on the bridge for us. Nick LaCicero will be back Monday. And Lucas, our intern, has us up on Ustream.tv. So if you want to see us on TV, go to Ustream.tv. Or go to our Facebook page, American Adversaries, and we're linked up there as well. And a real quick reminder before we get into tonight's show, tomorrow night, if you tune in on AM 660, The Answer, you'll be getting the Tampa Bay Rays, unless for some reason the game is rained out or postponed, but most likely they'll be playing. So you'll have to find us at am660theanswer.com, or if you've already set it up on your smart device, then you don't have to worry about it. But we will, be back on Friday. And hopefully that will be the second to the last time that will happen this year. We know it will happen again in August. There'll be some other games that start early in the day, and hopefully will be over by the time we go on the air. But tomorrow we won't be here on the AM 660, The Answer AM dial. Okay, let's get to tonight's business. The situation with Barack Obama, Lair was just talking about, you know, it's funny because in today's Wall Street Journal, they have a quote here by Mr. Jay Carney, you know, the outgoing press secretary there. This was said in response to a question having to do with the negotiations between the Taliban and the administration over Bo Bergdahl, June 21st, 2013, so almost a year ago to the day. I'll just synopsize with the last two paragraphs of what Jay Carney said. He says, with regard to the transfer of Taliban detainees from Guantanamo Bay, we have made, the United States has not made the decision to do that, though we do expect the Taliban to raise this issue in our discussion if and when those discussions happen. And here's the clincher. As we have long said, however, we would not make any decisions about transfer of any detainees without consulting with Congress and without doing so in accordance with U.S. law. I guess he forgot to tell the boss that his boss had to learn in the newspaper what Jay Carney was telling reporters a year ago, that this had to be done in accordance with a law that Barack Obama himself signed, which required him to notify Congress, consult and notify within 30 days of any releases from Guantanamo Bay.
But, Chris, you don't understand. He has now apologized for that.
Yes, well.
And that makes it all better.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
I guess I have to, after my yesterday's tirade, Boko Haram didn't get the word that the war is over. They're still killing people down there in Nigeria, and those schoolgirls are still in their custody. I think four more escaped, but over 200 of them are still in Boko Haram's custody. I guess Michelle must have got weary of her Twitter campaign, because we haven't heard much else out of her about that. But having said that, and after my tirade last night, I feel as though I must apologize to the president, because, in fact, I guess I might have gotten a little carried away when I said that he in fact, declared the war over, which, in fact, he did, because I opened my Wall Street Journal this morning and I discovered, oh, how wrong I was, that he has not actually ended the war on terror. He is simply redirecting it. Let me read from an article entitled Domestic Terrorism Task Force to be Revived. Attorney General Eric Holder said he will reconstitute a long defunct task force on domestic terrorism. That means us folks.
Sure.
To try to expand efforts to stop violent attacks inside the United States. Not by Muslim extremists, mind you, but by us domestic types.
Yeah, it's us, yeah.
Let me read more from the article. Now, Mr. Holder said in a statement, and I'm quoting him, we also must concern ourselves with the continued danger we face from individuals within our own borders who may be motivated by a variety of other causes, from anti-government animus to racial prejudice. And they do cite the shooting by the white supremacists in Kansas City at the Jewish Center, which I don't believe he actually killed any Jews.
No, he killed Christians.
Yeah, and there was an attack on the Sikh temple. And then they finally close out with this. And by the way, this is not a very big article. The Domestic Terrorism Executive Committee will be made up of officials from the Justice Department. That's Eric Holder's little thing there. The Federal Bureau of Investigation and U.S. attorneys' offices. And these attorneys' offices, of course, are all over the country. And it aims to help coordinate with local public safety officials around the country, officials said. So, Mr. President, I'm sorry. Yes, you have now refocused your war on terrorism on the American public, where, you're right, it should be refocused.
Now, Chris,
and people try to tell me this guy's smart.
Yeah, and Chris, tell me about these entities he's going to use. How effective have they been in, say, Chicago? I mean, this is a guy from Chicago. He obviously is from the city with some of the worst, highest crime. He has no answers for that city. Now he's going to bring this whole concept.
Well, see, the problem with Chicago is run by Chicago. This is talking about a coordinated effort, including
where he was taught,
the law enforcement, the major law enforcement, domestic law enforcement agencies of the federal government, along with law enforcement agencies all around the country. So basically what they're doing is they're refocusing away from Islamic extremists and keeping their eye on those guys in this country, to keeping their eye on Tea Party types and survivalist types. and your other garden variety skinheads and other groups like that who probably should be under surveillance. But I'd rather much rather see them spend time working on the gangs. You talk about Chicago. Who runs Chicago? The gangs. It's not the police. It's not Rahm Emanuel. It's the gangs. Well, listen, we got Aubrey Kahn, I think it is, our sponsor, one of our sponsors who wants to comment about this on the line. Aubrey, is that you?
Yes, Chris.
Ah, there you are.
Buddy out there.
That's an unmistakable voice and accent. It is you. Thanks for calling. And go ahead.
Well, you know, now that the IRS scandal against Tea Party and conservative groups has been uncovered,
yeah,
so to speak,
yeah,
they have to find another way of attacking us. And so, hence, they're revitalizing this
terrorism
domestic terrorists,
yeah.
In other words, conservatives.
Exactly. Exactly right. And guess who's going to be heading it up but good old Eric Holder. Eric,
well,
fast,
yeah,
and furious.
The chief assistant to the assistant chief.
Yeah. old fast Eric Holder. Yeah, I think you make a very good point. And, Obama is definitely, reprioritizing his foreign policy and refocusing it on conservatives back here at home, who actually we know all along is the real enemy, right? Right, Aubrey?
Well, of course, we've always been the enemy. I mean,
yeah.
He won't negotiate with the Republicans or the conservatives.
But he will
negotiate with Al Qaeda and
the Taliban.
Well, I think that's part of what Chris is saying. I mean, he just needs a focus right now. That's what Obama needs. So if he can focus it wherever his energies go with that, I mean, yeah.
All right, Aubrey, thanks for calling. We appreciate you being out there.
Make him the bad guys.
Yeah, thanks, and thanks for listening. Yeah, hopefully you can join us tomorrow at Cafe Positano.
I'm working on it.
All right, sounds good, man. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Appreciate you being out there. Yeah, so consider yourself apologized to by Christopher Hart of the American Adversaries, because I don't want the task force poking around in my backyard. they can come and they can poke around all they want. All right, well, folks, so when we come back from the break, we'll be joined by Anthony Principi, and you're welcome to join in that conversation as well. You know the number, 407-774-8255.
And it's why we rule the airwaves at drive time on AM radio, the American Adversaries, because we talk about the stuff the other people just don't want to go quite so deep into. And that makes us different. And being different is gooder than just being the plain old other thing. And I'm just trying to teach you good English. Folks, American Adversaries, we'll be back right after this.
Intelligent, conservative, AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, and I want to tell you how to join the thousands of businesses across the country saving up to 70% on their phone bill by utilizing a cloud-based phone system like a Refresh Telecom system. Call 888-777-2856 to modernize and economize your business by switching to Refresh Telecom. No business is too large or small for the Refresh Telecom solution. Call 888-777-2856 or visit refreshtelecom.com.
I'm David Smith, Republican candidate in the 7th Congressional District. Like you, I'm concerned about the weakening of our national security and loss of personal liberty. As a retired Marine, my oath to support and defend our Constitution inspires me to maintain a strong national defense and preserve the rights of the American people. Join me in the fight to secure our nation, our rights, and our borders. Please visit davidsmithforcongress.com to volunteer your time and talents or make a donation. One person can make a difference. I'm David Smith, and I approve this message.
Paid for and approved by David Smith for Congress.
Friends, most homeowners don't realize they can save up to $1,000 on their homeowner's insurance just by doing a wind mitigation inspection that takes as little as 1 hour to complete. The average homeowner saves between $250 and $400 per year for 5 years. To learn more, contact Aubrey Kahn at Firm Foundation Home Inspections at 321-624-0254. That's 321-624-0254.
254-TOP-HOME-INSPECTION.com.
Folks, do you have an active and potent Junto? It's proven time and again people with strong Junto succeed at a rate far more than any other group. So what is your Junto? It's your social support group. How do you know if you have the Junto that maximizes your potential? Go to JuntoX.com. It's not your typical internet social marketing tool. JuntoX.com will confidentially help you evaluate and improve your Junto. Your profile remains yours. Multiply the power of your Junto at JuntoX.com. JUNTOX.com.
Here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals. Like Bahama Cruises from $159 per person. Save up to 40% off a European Christmas Market River Cruise. Call for details. How about an 11-night transatlantic sailing from $349 per person for an inside cabin or $499 per person for a balcony? Traveling solo? Carnival's lifted their single supplements for selected dates for a limited time. Special savings up to 65% off at San and Beaches Resorts. Plus, military and firefighters receive an additional 10% off. Book a celebrity cruise by April 14th and pick your perk, like free beverage package, onboard credit, or gratuities. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening for new travel specials. Bon voyage!
All right, folks, get out your notebooks because we're going to get a lesson right now from a man who knows what he's talking about. Our next guest is a 67 graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, which time he entered the Vietnam War serving on a destroyer, the Joseph P. Kennedy. And then he was on a river patrol boat, similar, I believe, as to what John Kerry was on, if you remember that, in Vietnam in the Mekong Delta. And in Southeast Asia, he was awarded, he earned the Bronze Star with the Combat V for Valor. And so he's a decorated veteran himself. He then came back to the States and went to Seton Hall to get his law degree, at which time he became an officer in the JAG office in San Diego. After that, he got involved as the chief counsel to the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs, and then also served as counsel for the Senate Armed Services Committee. He eventually was appointed the Deputy Secretary of Veterans Affairs from 89 through 92, at which time in September of 92, he was appointed the Acting Secretary of Veterans Affairs by President George H.W. Bush until Bill Clinton took office. And then in 2001, he was reappointed as the Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs by George W. Bush, and served in that office from 2001 through 2005. I saw an article that he wrote a few days ago in the Wall Street Journal entitled "How to Fix the Veterans Affairs Mess." So let's go to our guest, former Secretary Anthony Principi. Thanks so much for being with us today, sir.
It's a great pleasure. Thanks for inviting me on the show.
And by the way, thank you for serving in Vietnam.
Thank you.
Well, you were the secretary. First of all, I want to ask you, did General Shinseki get the shaft?
No, it's been a very, very difficult, challenging time at the VA. And he's a great man, served our nation with honor. Unfortunately, it's been a very difficult time there for the VA, and he has decided to step down.
Okay. Now, the VA is the second largest department in the government. I guess underlying my question was, could any secretary really be, let's just say, pivotal in making the changes necessary?
Oh, I believe so. I think it does take some courage, and it does take a decisive decision that can, excuse me, but I believe it can be done, and it needs to be done, certainly, given the very, very difficult and trying times that the VA is going under today. I would point out that I really do believe in the VA. I think it is it's a good organization of government. It serves millions of veterans very, very well. It's just unfortunate that a few have tainted the whole system by their unethical and conduct and compromising their integrity to meet certain numbers. That's unconscionable. It's wrong. And it needs to be corrected and must be corrected to ensure that the VA is there to serve veterans in the future.
Now, you were the secretary for 4 years, from 2001 through 2005. First of all, were you aware of any of this sort of thing going on back then, where you had these waiting lists and the waiting times and the doctored documents, so to speak?
And, no, and, absolutely not. If I was, I would have handled it right away. I don't believe that there was any manipulating of the system back then. It's possible, but I don't believe so. We did have waiting time challenges, no question. My deputy secretary was a man who is a great American hero in Vietnam, took a bullet to the spine at the famous Battle of I Drang. I asked him one day, spent the rest of his life in a wheelchair. I asked him one day, I said, Gordon, I need you to go out into the field and go to as many hospitals as you can and tell them that you're combat disabled from Vietnam and need to enroll and get care. And he came back and reported to me that he was put on waiting list in some hospitals. I then directed my Undersecretary of Health to immediately give a priority to veterans who are combat wounded or wounded in combat training. And then I suspended eligibility for the highest income veterans who had no military-related disabilities until we got the waiting list under control. I mean, it's those kinds of decisions that need to be made. And certainly I'm very proud that my team, brought to me these issues and challenges, and we acted on them.
Well, just that act right there I find fascinating, because it seems that that is sorely lacking in government in general, and that is that you had a plan for quality control. In other words, you sent your friend out to find out what was actually happening out there, and then you tried to deal with it. It seems like that doesn't happen much in government.
Well, it is lacking, certainly, in some quarters. And that's how you find out what's going on. I mean, Not only did I go out and visit VA medical centers, and I had leaders throughout the system who I counted upon to tell me what I needed to hear, not what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear the good, the bad, the ugly, and I wanted to act upon it rather than let those kinds of problems fester and hurt veterans. And again, you know, I don't claim that I did everything right. I made mistakes, but certainly we worked hard to get the data, act on the data, and move the VA forward. And I think perhaps some of that didn't happen in the recent past. Again, I'm not being critical of Secretary Shinseki. I'm just saying that these instances should have been avoided, and they should have been acted upon much earlier than they were.
All right. Mr. Principi, we have to take a break, but I'd like you to stay with us, because after we come back from the break, I want to get into your prescription, your fixes, if you will, for the problems, if we can.
I'd be happy to. Thank you.
And my co-host, Larry Adams, has some questions for you as well. So if you'll stay with us, we'll take the break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome to call and ask Mr. Principi questions, too. He's a former secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. For 4 years under President George W. Bush, he was the deputy secretary for 3 years under George H.W. Bush, and acting secretary for several months. So the man, he's been on the firing line, so to speak.
That's right, and we're used to being on the firing line ourselves, American Adversaries, and of course, we'll be back right after the news.
Here is tonight's American Adversaries Soundbite RX News Minute. SoundbiteRx.com, a great way to be better informed. Today's Soundbite RX News Minute is brought to you by My Liberty Threads. American made, America proud. MyLibertyThreads.com.
This is Christopher Hart for SoundbiteRx.com. Some great new stuff at SoundbiteRx.com today, folks, including this. A grade for President Obama for being the CEO of the VA. He gets an F. And it's a great analysis on why. You'll find that brand new today. There's an article there about from the UK Independent about how the EPA and the global warming efforts by the president is going to be a big part of his legacy, at least in his own mind. And there's this, speaking of the EPA, the new standards out, you'll find a great article in there about John Boehner and his take on it, which is sort of humorous as well. And there's this, speaking of humorous, did you know that President Obama and President Clinton have declared President George H.W. Bush a role model and someone to look up to? Duh. That's good news, of course, for them, I suppose, but maybe bad news for old HW, you know, getting that kind of praise from those guys. But they're right, at least in that assessment. And there's this. There's more, of course, about the prisoner swap for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl and exactly, you know, some of the rescue efforts that were undertaken to try to rescue him soon after his detainment, you might say, by the Taliban. And there is someone out there in Kentucky who's probably happy about the new EPA rules. Who might that be? Mitch McConnell, because those new rules have pretty much resealed his re-election bid. So there is, I guess, for some of us anyways, always a silver lining to the cloud. So, folks, don't forget, go to soundbiterx.com. It's good medicine. We'll be right back.
For 16 years, Cafe Positano has been famous for blending their traditional Italian family recipes with the latest cuisines. They offer affordable fine dining in the banquet room and more casual dining in the main area. From pizza to specialty dishes and tender, juicy prime rib, everything is made fresh daily, even our sauces. And owner Pasquale Barba promises you'll want to return. Located 4 miles west on I-4 on 436, phone 407-774-8080.
Cafe Positano is true Italian food, e lo prometto.
Hi, I'm Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, and I want to tell you about our new sponsor, Refresh Computers. At Refresh Computers, you can get a powerful, fully loaded, refreshed HP or Dell computer system and save a bundle. You'll get the commercial-grade HP or Dell computer, 17-inch LCD monitor, keyboard, mouse, and Windows 7 installed, all for just $199. Laptops start at just $199. Refresh Computers is the home of the largest selection and lowest prices on name-brand computers and laptops. Find what you need at huge savings at Refresh Computers. Call 407-478-8200 or go to refreshcomputers.net.
I'm David Smith, Republican candidate in the 7th Congressional District. I stand with you against the career politicians who've accrued massive debt and put the American dream out of reach for many. One great leadership lesson I learned in the Marines is to listen to the people you serve, and I'm dedicated to listening to you. Please visit davidsmithforcongress.com and offer to introduce me to your friends and neighbors so I can hear about your concerns and provide the representation you deserve in Washington. I'm David Smith, and I approve this message.
Paid for and approved by David Smith for Congress.
Hi, I'm Scott Miller from MyLibertyThreads.com. I've developed an American-made t-shirt brand that helps conservative Americans express themselves. I've traveled the country extensively over the last 3 years, helping proud Americans everywhere get their points across. As friends of the American Adversaries program, we're offering promotion for all the listeners of this show. All you have to do is check out our website at MyLibertyThreads.com and enter promo code AAR2014 on any purchase you make, and you'll save $3. That's $3 just by entering AAR2014. All caps. That's MyLibertyThreads.com. And remember, American-made t-shirts just feel better.
And that's right, folks. We are the American Adversaries. It is drive time. Christopher Hart and Lair Adams in the studio with you right now. And on the line, we have the Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs from 2001 through 2005 under George W. Bush. Long resume. I hope you heard it in the first part of the show. But we have Anthony Principi with us. Mr. Secretary, thanks again for sticking with us through the break there.
My pleasure. Thank you.
By the way, I don't know if you were paying attention during the break, but we did do this thing called Soundbite News Minute. Today we revealed that Presidents Obama and Clinton look up to President H.W. Bush as a role model. Surprise, surprise. But he quite is the role model, isn't he?
Well, he really is. You know, it was such a privilege to serve in both President Bush's cabinet, but and certainly Bush 41, George H.W. Bush. You know, I don't think people realize that as a young man during World War II, he left prep school at 18 years old.
Yep.
Became one of the youngest naval aviators. I think he was maybe the youngest naval aviator to be shot down.
In World War II, yeah.
In World War II over the Pacific and was rescued. But what is even so more remarkable is that after having been shot down, he went back and flew, 40 or 50 more missions in the Pacific. I mean, he didn't give up after, you know, being rescued by a sub off of Iwo Jima.
Yeah.
I mean, and he never wore it on his shoulder, his sleeve. you know, he's just such a great man and had great insights. And you know, he is, you know, in moving on, you know, and has had some serious
health
problems.
Yeah.
But God willing, he will be around for years to come.
Amen to that, sir. Amen to that. All right, let's get to the fixes of the Veterans Affairs mess, as you put it. The liberals and the Democrats are already screaming, we need more money. Is that the solution?
I really don't think so. You know, President Bush also taught me an important lesson when he asked me to join his cabinet. He said, Tony, it's not how much money you get. It's how you spend the dollars to make a difference in people's lives. And those words really stuck with me throughout my tenure and still stick with me today. The VA budget has grown from $49 billion when I was secretary, and that was a large increase during President Bush's term. It
yep.
grew up to about $70 billion when I left in 2004. But from $49 billion today, the budget is $154 billion. I mean, it's a huge budget. So I think the dollars are there. It's how the dollars are being spent. It's the focus on patient care, patient access. That's what's most important. So I think there is what we need now is leadership to ensure those dollars are being used for patient care and not for bureaucracy or admin work, but rather the people who are in the trenches providing health care day in and day out, the nurses, the doctors, the psychologists, all of the health care professionals, and also the men and women in the regional offices deciding claims for veterans who have been waiting forever to get their disability claims decided, whether it's a positive or a negative finding, at least get a decision so you can appeal it. And I think, really, this is not about a jobs bill. This is about putting people in the right locations, the right spots to get the job done. And I'm afraid that needs to be looked at very, very seriously.
Well, Secretary Principe, Larry Adams here, that kind of brings me into my question. Is the whole VA basically doomed because it is a bureaucracy?
Well, I certainly hope not. You know, there's a lot of talk about why don't we just close it down and give everyone vouchers. I'm not sure that's the answer. I think, again, I think the VA plays a unique role in caring for veterans, especially those with spinal cord injury, prosthetics, you know, when they lose arms and legs, as we're seeing in Iraq and Afghanistan, mental health, traumatic brain injury. There are specialties that the VA and VA does well. I think there are a lot of good people in the bureaucracy who work day and night, and they see their dads or their grandfathers or uncles in those hospital beds and care for them very well. It's just that some of these people have gone awry and have, you know, really let us all down with the lack of integrity and honesty, and that can be corrected. You know, when I was a young ensign, went aboard my first destroyer, I soon realized that the captain of the ship would walk the plank the next morning if something happened to that ship or its crew. And I think we need that in government. I think the same principles that apply to our military, to the captain of the ship, should apply in public office as well. If, you know, you have great responsibility and you have to be held accountable. And I think we're losing that in government today.
Well, you know,
this administration.
Well, I was going to say, you know, when you look at the president and he never takes responsibility for anything, unless, of course, it's good news and then he claims it does all his own. Isn't he setting the wrong example right from the top?
Absolutely. I mean, it starts at the top. I mean, the culture starts at the top. And you know, I'm troubled by it. And that flows downhill. That's where you run into problems. So you're absolutely right. You need strong, decisive leadership, courageous leadership. I mean, these are tough decisions you have to make.
Right.
And they're not easy. I mean, you can take the easy way out and just be a caretaker, or you can really do what's right to ensure veterans are getting the services they need. And the taxpayers who support this vast array of government spending are being protected. And I'm afraid we've lost some of that. It's just about, you know, the reframe in Washington is when there's a problem, I think you alluded to it, just spend more money and that'll fix it. Well,
right.
That's nonsense. It demonstrates that it has not been fixed, given how much money has been spent, and future generations who don't have the vote today because they're young are the ones that are going to be paying the piper. And to me, that's terribly wrong.
Okay. I've got a caller who has a question, but I want to ask you, mainly the gist of your article, or at least a good part of it was, you know, the military provides excellent health care for active duty. Why not sort of combine that with the VA? Was that the proper read of your article?
Well, you're absolutely right. I think that's one of the things that we have to look at. VA and DOD are taking care of the same people for the most part at different points in their lives. Both of these health care systems are costing the American people $105 billion a year. You got a declining veteran population because of World War II, Korea, and my generation are getting up there and passing. And you got a military end strength that's coming down. So you need to take a look at how can we better serve the veterans and the military and the caregivers more efficiently and effectively with high quality. And I think you need to break down those stovepipes and look at how we can do it better. And I think that's one of the areas that we have to look at. And
would that be the main area? That be the main, other than leadership, would that be the main thing you would focus on? Were you the secretary now?
Other than leadership, yeah, I would do that. I would definitely look at how we can better align VA and DOD health care, how we can have one electronic medical record from the point you come into the military to the time that you pass on, rather than having young soldiers and sailors and airmen fall through the cracks when they try to transition from being on active duty to being a veteran. I think that's a very important area. We got to break down these cultures and institutional barriers that impede good government.
Okay. One thing, the Wall Street Journal did an article, and they found that in some hospitals, veterans are getting excellent care, and others, they're not getting very good care at all. Would you, I know you didn't want to go all out, but would you still support maybe a portion of the expenditures being sort of vouchers where if there's a, you know, it's a hardship to get to a VA center in a certain area, they could go to a private clinic or something?
Well, yes. I think if there, you know, I think in areas where you have long waiting times, and you know, going into the private sector will help get that care. Yes, I think we need to look at that. But I think we have to keep in mind, we forget that in some parts of this country, whether you're a veteran or a non-veteran, it's hard to find a doctor.
Yeah.
In the Mountain West states, for example, you know, Utah, Montana, the Dakotas. You know, it's not just veterans who are suffering. It's everyone because there are very few doctors in those areas. So, you know, it's not just a veteran problem. It's a national problem. But the thrust of your question, yes. I think in those areas with long waiting times, we need to look at new solutions.
Okay. I have two callers on the line now. I'll give them each one question. So we'll go to Al first. Your question, please, for former Secretary Principe.
Yes, sir. My question is, do you find that the government health care system for our veterans and our troops is the best one out there?
All right. Good question. Thank you, Al.
Well, I really do believe in the VA. I mean, I've been into a lot of VA hospitals when I was secretary, and I think in many of them, and it's not in every case, don't get me wrong, but, you know, I think that's the same in private sector. You know, you get some pretty poor care in the private sector as well. We look at the VA because it's public and it's big, but there is good care. And keep in mind that just about every VA medical center is affiliated with a medical school, whether it's Harvard in Boston or Stanford in the West Coast. So you have that affiliations with our nation's medical schools. So VA is teaching hospitals. It's the staff of medical schools. So it varies from hospital to hospital. But I think that you can feel you can get good quality care at the VA.
And okay.
Again, you know, I apologize, although it's not on my watch, what has happened. I think we need to improve it. But I think the VA has come a long way, and
okay.
I think we could be very proud for the most part.
Okay.
Places like Orlando.
All right. Okay. I have one more question. It'll come from Mike from Sanford, and please, your question.
Good afternoon. Very simple question. I have no idea how big the VA is. How many employees are we talking about?
Over 300,000. It's the second largest agency of the federal government. But keep in mind, the VA is not only health care. Provides education benefits, home loan, insurance,
right.
Disability compensation, a range of programs. It touches just about every economic sector in the country, caring for the 21 million veterans and their dependents and their caregivers.
All right. Well, Mr. Secretary, I thank you so very much for being with us today. It was a fascinating and informative conversation. And as this issue progresses, I'd like to have you back and get your thoughts in the future.
I would be happy to do that. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Oh, it's been our pleasure.
And what an education, sir.
And if you ever have the opportunity, please send our best wishes to Mr. George H.W. Bush, 41.
I certainly will. He's a real patriot.
He absolutely is. And you too, sir. And once
thank you very much.
Thank you for serving this country. All right, we'll go ahead and take our break. When we come back, we'll have our executive producer, Nostra Dennis.
AM 660, The Answer. On the road, get the answer online. AM660TheAnswer.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, and I want to tell you how to join the thousands of businesses across the country saving up to 70% on their phone bill by utilizing a cloud-based phone system like a Refresh Telecom system. Call 888-777-2856 to modernize and economize your business by switching to Refresh Telecom. No business is too large or small for the Refresh Telecom solution. Call 888-777-2856 or visit refreshtelecom.com.
I'm David Smith, Republican candidate in the 7th Congressional District. I need you to help me to stand up to the career politicians and powerful special interests who have driven our great nation off track. Please visit davidsmithforcongress.com today and donate $5, $10, or $20 for real change in 2014. Your donation will send a clear message to career politicians in Washington, D.C. that it's time to end business as usual. I'm David Smith, and I approve this message.
Paid for and approved by David Smith for Congress.
Folks, do you have an active and potent Junto? It's proven time and again people with strong Junto succeed at a rate far more than any other group. So what is your Junto? It's your social support group. How do you know if you have the Junto that maximizes your potential? Go to JuntoX.com. It's not your typical internet social marketing tool. JuntoX.com will confidentially help you evaluate and improve your Junto. Your profile remains yours. Multiply the power of your Junto at JuntoX.com. JUNTOX.com.
Friends, most homeowners don't realize they can save up to $1,000 on their homeowner's insurance just by doing a wind mitigation inspection. It only takes as little as 1 hour to complete. The average homeowner saves between $250 and $400 per year for 5 years. To learn more, contact Aubrey Kahn at Firm Foundation Home Inspections at 321-624-0254. That's 321-624-0254. TopHomeInspection.com.
Back from the dressing room to re-stretch their tights, here are the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversary.
Okay, welcome back to the show, folks. I want to bring on now our executive producer, Nostra Dennis. Hey, that was a great grab, that guest there, Nostra Dennis.
Yeah, what a good guest, and what the kind of information that's really not getting out there to the public. I'm glad we were able to give him the forum to provide that to our listeners.
Absolutely. I look forward to having him back. And, you know, Larry and I were just talking during the break. He said something that didn't dawn on either one of us, but the VA is getting ready to have a whole lot less patients because...
numbers.
Yeah, because a lot of the World War II veterans, you know, are dying.
The big draw that are big draw on their resources. Yeah. They're passing off, and Chris pointed out, to Koreans. But, again, they're passing, and you basically after that, you just have your people. Time people in there, so nobody talks about that. What a brilliant point he brought up.
Yeah. All right. Nostra Dennis, yesterday there were some primaries.
Yeah, there were a couple of primaries. I'll talk first about the one in Mississippi, and then the one in Iowa I've got a sound bite for.
All right.
Mississippi, you wanted me to look at Senator Thad Cochran, six-term senator, who is right now on the verge of being unseated by a local state senator named Chris McDaniel, who's a Tea Party-supported candidate.
Oh, those Tea Partiers.
Yeah, I guess.
Here's the rules in Mississippi. If neither candidate gets more than 50% of the vote, they got to go back and have a runoff on June 24th. Well, with almost every district counted and a lot of the mail-in ballots not counted, State Senator Chris McDaniel, the Tea Party guy, leads Cochran 49.5% to 48.9%. That's only a couple of thousand votes in this primary because they did have a very, very low turnout. It's actually 1,700 votes between them. there was a third character in the race, a guy named Thomas Casey, and he got 4,000 votes. So it is going to be virtually impossible for either one of these guys to get the 50% needed. They're going to run off again on June 24th.
Yeah, and the talking heads are saying that that will give McDaniel will have the advantage because thinking that most of those other 4,000 votes, if should they come back and vote again, would go for McDaniel. Of course, you never know in politics, but I would have to say that the demise, the so-called demise of the Tea Party, has been what? How did that old saying go? Premature.
Yeah.
You know,
definitely overrated.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that was
if one of these guys wins, they're going to face a Democrat named Travis Childers, who has had a big problem fundraising. So whoever wins this runoff probably is going to be our next senator from Mississippi.
Yeah. Well, Thad Cochran, you know, he's been a pretty good conservative through the years, but the guy's ancient, man. I mean, he's been in the Senate forever. It's time, you know, for a change for a lot of these guys. I'm just sorry. You know, their time has come and gone, just like John Micah's. Time has come and gone.
And his big campaign focus was, look at all the bacon I've brought home from my state.
Yeah.
And that's really just not resonating with people.
You know, and that's going to be John Micah's campaign slogan. Look at me. You know, I brought y'all SunRail, and I'm ready to bring y'all, you know, toll road down I-4, you know. Oh, well. That's for another day.
Let's move over to Iowa, because I have a soundbite that is a commercial from candidate Johnny Ernst. Do you know that name?
I do.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, she was being supported by both Mitt Romney and Sarah Palin.
That's right. Let's play the spot, can we, Jeff? And let's hear what she has to say.
I'm Joni Ernst. I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm. So when I get to Washington, I'll know how to cut pork.
Joni Ernst, mother, soldier, conservative.
My parents taught us to live within our means. It's time to force Washington to do the same. To cut wasteful spending, repeal Obamacare, and balance the budget. I'm Joni Ernst, and I approve this message because Washington's full of big spenders. Let's make them squeal.
I'm going to stand up for the rest of the show, guys.
What a great ad, isn't it?
I love it.
Resonated with the voters in Iowa. There were five people running on the Democrat on the Republican side, and all five were fairly conservative. She won handily. There's not going to be any runoff for this. She got enough votes to avoid a nominating convention. So she is going for Democrat Tom Harkin's seat, who's retiring this fall.
Yeah, I was going to say he's retiring, so it's going to be an open seat. And, you know, given the politics in that state, it looks like she may be very well the next senator.
Yeah, the Democrat running is named Bruce Braley. He is a state representative. He's running for Senate for the first time.
All right.
Doggone, the victory dinner will have to include mountain oysters.
Maybe a little fish.
Oh, God. See, that's why I don't eat meat. Stuff like that. Any other big primary results from yesterday worthy of mention?
Those are the two big ones. A lot of establishment incumbents have won. As you know, just about 90% of incumbents who run again end up winning again, no matter how many people say, throw the bums out.
Yeah, and that has been a trend in American politics just about forever. But one thing that we have noted, and I'm seeing other people in the media, both conservative and liberal media, that they're taking note of, and that is that at least for now, these incumbents, a lot of them are giving lip service to the Tea Party message. And so even if Tea Party candidates aren't winning, the candidates who are winning are winning.
According.
Are winning with a Tea Party message. Whether they're sincere to it or not, we'll find out. But we still know, at least, that the message still works, Dennis.
That's right. And you know, guys, I just learned this just before air, so I want to share it with you.
Yeah.
You know our friends Phila McAleer and Magda?
Yeah, the Gosnell movie.
Gosnell movie.
Yeah.
Have you heard what happened to Kickstarter, the fundraising website that kicked them out for having a controversial message?
Well, actually, they left because they wouldn't let them. But anyway, yeah, what happened?
Right. Kickstarter has decided to change their rules. They're overhauling their procedures, and they say that their projects will no longer face a moderation and approval process. So they will no longer be discriminating, and that's got to be entirely due to the success of the Gosnell movie.
Well, that's great news. That's great news. And there's great news out of Colorado, too, because there won't be any discriminating going on there either in the bakeries anyway, right?
Oh, there won't be any discriminating, will there? Well, that remains to be seen. Jack Phillips is the owner of the Masterpiece Cake Shop in Lakewood, Colorado.
He was asked a couple of years ago if he could bake a cake for a gay couple that wanted to get married. Now, mind you, Colorado does not endorse same-sex marriage. It is not legal in that state. Philip said, I'm sorry, I can't do that. My faith prohibits me from doing that. I can bake you all kinds of other things, cookies, candies. You know, I can give you a cake, but I can't put a gay message on it. Well, the State Civil Rights Commission in Colorado has determined that Mr. Phillips violated the law by refusing to bake this cake. Now, I called the store this afternoon. I talked to Debbie, his wife.
Yeah.
Sweet lady. She is going to send us some brownies, and we're going to try to get Mr. Phillips on the air in the near future.
Hey, that's great news, Nostradamus. Good work, man. We got to go, but that is, I'm looking forward. I love brownies.
Oh, yeah.
What was the actor that sang the song about left the cake out in the rain?
Yeah.
It just took so long to bake it. I'll never have that recipe again.
Oh.